over and over again, we seem to see these as individuals. And I just wonder, why do we keep seeing these as individuals? I mean, it seems like when other people engage in this kind of conduct, we see them as part of a broader movement. Is there a way to, should we change our thinking about this?
Yeah, I think I have. I'm glad you brought that up. I don't think it about the individuals anymore. I think about the narrative. And what we're looking at is how these narratives coalesce in really these filter bubbles of the like-minded. And from these narratives, you'll start seeing a sub-narrative, which will be the more violent people encouraging each other, right? So there's a subtext that develops where you get the truly violent people who are encouraging each other. And then